This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week, the Australian Parliament passed a historic bill against modern slavery. It makes Australian companies responsible for ensuring that slavery isn't part of their business and means that large companies will have to report on slavery risks in their supply lines. Stop the Traffic is one of the many groups that have been advocating for a modern slavery bill, and Fuzz Kiddo from Stop the Traffic is here to explain the significance of this. Welcome, Fuzz.
Thank you so much. It is significant. And the thing about this is it's going to affect the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not potentially millions of people, because companies over 100 million turnover, and also charities, also any religious organisations and universities are going to have to check down through all the things they buy through the supply chain, so where it comes from, who's involved with that, to check, audit and find out if there is slavery in there in any way. And if they find slavery, they have got to help them get out of that. So not only is it going to help people who are caught in slavery at the moment, it is going to be a preventative. So as we keep saying, it's actually going to put a fence at the top of the cliff rather than us having to continually do ambulance services at the bottom when it comes to slavery.
Yeah. What does it mean to you personally and to your organisation to see this bill finally being passed? It's been quite a long journey, hasn't it?
Since 2011 and some 120,000 postcards to successive governments to try and say, we need this. UK kicked in, and the California Act kicked in, France and Switzerland have kicked in. So it's a part of a whole movement around the world. But to me personally, it's like, heck, if we think that people are important, and if we want to say that slavery is not acceptable, which it's not, whether we come from a faith background or we come from just a human being background, it means that not only do we just say it's bad, we can now do something and do something very significant.
So there's a lot of groups and organisations behind your group, isn't there? Stop the Traffic. So there must be a lot of people celebrating right now.
A huge amount of people celebrating. I came out of the Senate last week when it was passed on Thursday night and Wednesday night and teared up, got to the car and burst into tears because it's like at last all that we said could happen is happening, and sort of the, it kind of felt like the spirit of Wilberforce is upon us.
Yeah.
We have about 35 organisations that work together in Stop the Traffic. We're a coalition, but we work with a wider one called the Be Slave Free Collective. People want to look it up, beslavefree.org, and it's got up there and it's had up there for the last 6 months, how to contact your politicians, how to understand it. It's got a map of all the hotspots in the world where different commodities are. And so with all that that we've done, with all the people that spent so much time, including the politicians, and we've had some amazing time with politicians working this through, and the people who write the legislation in Home Affairs, we all celebrate it. And so Wednesday night this week, we're going to have a big celebration in Canberra for all the Canberra-based people and go out and pop a few corks from lemonade to celebrate together and see if we can turn lemonade into something else.
So Fuzz, just tell me though, are you confident that this act will make a difference in practice?
It will make a difference. It's not going to be the silver bullet that's going to do everything. Yeah. But what it will do, it will raise the bar and it give us a platform to jump off to do even more things. Okay. What it is going to do in getting companies to check through their supply chain, and what has been exciting has been businesses, big businesses are on board. It will cover the top 3,500 businesses and entities that will have to report. And they realise that they've got a responsibility. 69 out of the top 100 economies in the world are now businesses and corporations. Walmart has an economy bigger than Australia.
Yeah, right.
They're realising they've got a role to play now that traditionally has been government roles.
Yes.
And so, therefore, corporate social responsibility is starting to kick in. They don't know how to do that because they're businesses. They're learning how to do that. And one of our roles is to help businesses to do that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's going to make a big difference. Not going to do everything. We've still got a lot of work to do, and we've got a lot of work to tighten up the bill as well. We didn't get all the things that we think necessary. However, we will be working for that in the next 3 years, and in 3 years there will be a review about how it's going, what needs to happen, and what needs to be included.
Okay, I know that the Law Council of Australia is advocating for an anti-slavery commissioner. Is that something that you'd also like to see?
Absolutely. And we saw in the United Kingdom, Kevin Hyland, who was the independent commissioner, he resigned because he wasn't able to be independent enough. All the inquiries said we need an independent commissioner for this.
Okay.
The government said no. However, Labor said yes, and they said, okay, it's the call of the government of the day for commissioners when we get in. If we do, and you have to be blind Harry not to see that that could be a possibility next year, then what they say is we will bring it in. So we'll continue to work with all the political parties to bring in that strengthening, to bring in a commissioner, because we really do need it.
Okay, and looking to the future, obviously the commissioner is one thing. What do you see as the next step in the fight against modern slavery?
Helping businesses to know what to do about this and raising the consciousness of this amongst consumers. In Australia, we're a consuming country. We've got power. We buy. And we want more and more. The two ways you get more is you earn more money to buy more things, or you get more things for less. Down, prices are down might ring in listeners' ears. That's what we've gone for. And so the big thing is to educate and to upskill consumers to say, we've got a phenomenal power to make a massive difference in choosing what we buy and getting companies to actually do the due diligence to check that there's not slavery in their supply chain.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Fuzz. Congratulations on this victory.
It was a joint one by a team of a whole stack of people.
Yeah, well done, though. That's Fuzz Kiddo from Stop the Traffic. We've been talking about the Modern Slavery Act that was passed last week. You can find out more at stopthetraffic.com.au. That's traffic with a K. Or check out beslavefree.org.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.